My name is Emily Bland. I am 26 years old, and I work with a long-term service program that brings volunteers into the St. Louis area. And I'm also active with the Anti-Racist Collective. I knew kind of throughout, especially all of Ferguson October, that this was probably like history in the making, but I'm really a behind-the-scenes person, and I prefer it that way. So I think when Darian told me that the Smithsonian wanted this and they wanted my name on it, I was so surprised. I couldn't believe it. And it was kind of, it's still really surreal. I mean, I just signed the paperwork today and I told them, I was like, I can't believe this is happening. This is the Smithsonian. I remember being a little girl and like seeing the touring exhibit and thinking these things were so cool. And I was able to visit the museum about a year ago, and it was just really awesome to see everything they have there. And I'm just really proud of everyone that I've worked with. I'm proud of this city and St. Louis and everyone. And it was really exciting because I think it also gave everything that we've been working towards a little bit more legitimacy, especially with different family members that kind of don't really understand why I was doing the things that I was doing. I was able to say, well, you know, this project that I worked on, the Smithsonian wants it. I'm going to be on a plaque in the Smithsonian. So it's pretty validating. So it's a big banner, several feet wide, several feet tall, and it's just paint. The background is black, and it's painted with hand-painted white words on it that says, when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes a duty. I was one of the main organizers who's helping with logistics for the Ferguson October rally in Keener Plaza. And for 2.5 weeks, we were working on, you know, placement and where's the stage going to be. And it kind of occurred to me, we really should have something behind people because there are going to be a lot of photographers there, people taking pictures, uploading it on social media. We need to have something that's big and bold and makes a statement. So I just kind of started looking around, and I actually found a photo from, it was like a women's liberation march in Australia or something. It was like this old pamphlet, and it had that phrase on it. And I kind of started doing some research, and people say it's maybe attributed to Thomas Jefferson. And I thought that was really cool, especially because lately it seems like our founding fathers, their words have been used to, you know, further some agendas that maybe aren't as progressive as my thoughts and opinions are. So I thought it was a good opportunity to use that phrase. And I just thought it was awesome because that's what we were doing.